Welcome to my podcast about the Sutton Hoo treasure. My name is Dr. Aaron Hunter. I am a Blue Badge guide for London, but also I love to guide in the British Museum. And I'm standing here in front of a helmet. It's a magnificent object. In fact, I'm staring at a face, and that face is a face of an ancient warrior. And this is the amazing treasure of Sutton Hoo. But how did this come about? Well, the story starts in 1939, when an archaeologist, a local Suffolk archaeologist, because we are in the county of Suffolk in the region of East Anglia, was invited by Edith Pretty to excavate a series of mounds. Now, Basil Brown was not a professional archaeologist, he wasn't a trained archaeologist, but he understood the soils of his home county like no other expert. And so Edith took him to a series of burial mounds that were on her land, and he began to excavate. Now, as he excavated, he noticed that one of the mounds was kind of an oval structure, while the rest of them were kind of round. And in fact, he looked at the mound and was worried because he saw a kind of depression in the surface and realised that perhaps this had already been robbed before, and perhaps this mound, whatever treasure was within it, had gone. But he then went and continued to dig. And he dug and he dug, and he amazingly found an entire burial that was in the shape of a boat. It looked like a Viking boat, a boat of an ancient boat. And so he decided to continue to excavate. And later on, what he would find was effectively a kind of burial chamber. Now, within the burial chamber, there wasn't a skeleton because the soil is so acidic in the area of Sutton Hoo that, in fact, the skeleton had been destroyed. It had really not been preserved, along with many of the organic remains, such as the leather and many other things that perhaps were in the burial. But the metal around this burial had survived. And as they excavated, he discovered a whole series of incredible treasures that included an amazing belt buckle, lots of Roman silver that could have come all the way from Constantinople, modern Turkey, Istanbul. They found a cauldron, they found a shield and a sword, all preserved. And then finally some really delicate objects such as some shoulder clasps and even the top, a lid of a purse. Now what amazed people about this treasure was that they had things in them that people wouldn't imagine had ever existed in this era of East Anglia. They'd realised that this treasure perhaps wasn't Viking, it certainly wasn't Roman, but in fact was Anglo-Saxon and dated from the 7th century. And in fact, at that time was an area we call the Dark Ages. So we had no written records at this time to explain who these people were. And now we realised that in order for this treasure to exist, they had to be trading with the rest of the world. So you had garnet, a mineral that could have come all the way from Afghanistan, or gold that could have come from Wales or even from Ireland. But the most amazing part of this treasure, the thing that would amaze us all as it would be reconstructed later, was a pile of iron plates surrounded or by a sort of pool, and they were lifted out and reconstructed several times while they finally create the helmet that in fact I'm standing in front of here in the British Museum. And the helmet looks like something out of some sort of literature of the Anglo-Saxon times, the Beowulf, a warrior. Even his eyebrows and his nose are in the shape of an eagle with the eagle's head above them. At the edge of the wings that form his eyebrows, they have two hog's heads. The tail form his moustache, and then there's a whole kind of snake appearing around the top of his helmet that kind of meets this eagle in this shape. So it's a really menacing looking helmet that you see in front of you. But who is this person? Who is he? Well, in fact, the clue for who he is comes from a series of coins that were found in the burial, and they were found within what would have been his purse. They are significant because they are Frankish, that's modern day France, or West Francia as it's called then, a series of coins that tell us that in fact this is the 6th century and he would have been trading or using these coins. And the fact that the burial itself is so high class indicate that it's very likely, and scholars and archaeologists believe this, that we are staring at the face of King Radwald of East Anglia, a man that would have been a king of his kingdom of the East Angles or East Anglia, and would have been buried in this ship burial, because really this is kind of the valley of the kings of the early English kingdoms. So this is an incredible discovery, and actually it's now been brought to life as part of a new Netflix film that's recently been released in the United Kingdom, which starring Ralph Fiennes, that tries to bring alive this incredible discovery in the east of England.